When President Trump talks about building a wall along the 2,000-mile U.S.-Mexico border, he often points to Israel for proof that walls can keep people out.
Do walls work? Just ask Israel. They work.
But do they? This week, we're looking at the president's plans to build a wall along our southern border with our colleagues at the public radio show Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. Their reporter, Emily Harris, spent 3 years reporting from Israel for NPR. She's back in the States now, but has teamed up with producer Mark Baker, who is on the ground in Israel, for an up-close look at that country's border walls.
Israel's best-known wall is part of about 300 miles of barrier that twists between Israel and the West Bank. It's a combination barrier. About 10% is concrete wall, and about 90% is high-tech wire mesh fence. It often cuts deep into land that Palestinians claim for a future country of their own. Our producer Mark met up with a former Israeli army colonel, Danny Tirza. They drove to a spot where the tall concrete wall switches to a fence that's loaded with electronic sensors.
We are just in the place that the fence is kissing the wall.
Some people call Danny the father of this barrier. He decided where it goes. He figured out where to put the fences and where to build the walls.
In some places, the Palestinians were shooting from their areas toward a traffic that runs inside Israel. So I had to construct concrete walls to protect the traffic from the snipers.
Where this barrier is, wall, it is big. That's one of the things President Trump says he wants. Most stretches of wall in Israel's West Bank barrier are nearly 30 feet tall. Danny talks in meters. That's 9 meters high.
Some people says to me, can you make it some shorter? Well, really, at first I tried to construct only 6 meters high. But 6 meters, if you climb it, some people can jump. 9 meters, nobody jumps.
They have to climb down somehow, which Danny says gives soldiers time to show up. Of course, Danny didn't climb the wall when he was talking with us, but within 5 minutes, Israeli soldiers showed up anyway.
1 minute, the soldiers here, they just want us to see. Okay, Okay, the soldiers are very curious about what we're doing here.
He says it's good they're curious because a fence or a wall only works with a lot of human backup. Armed Israeli security forces work both sides of the West Bank barrier. Danny says that's why it's successful, even in places it's not fully built.
We have soldiers and border police in these places, so therefore you cannot cross today from the West Bank to Israel unless you cross a checkpoint.
Except you can cross without passing a checkpoint.
It's an early start.
Yeah.
Before dawn recently, Mark and his interpreter headed to the Palestinian village of Wadi Fukin. It's in the West Bank. It's tucked below an Israeli settlement and almost next to the official boundary line with Israel. This is one spot where the barrier has not been built.
We're on the hillside now. And we're heading down into the valley.
The village sits in a narrow valley that's surrounded by rocky, rounded hills. It's a 20-minute climb through fields and forests to enter Israel. There's no border guards along the way, no checkpoint. And every workday, Palestinian laborers come from all over the West Bank to take that walk. Mark walked with them.
Okay. We've come to the place where there are about 15 men and 4 or 5 vans dropping them off, maybe 20 men, and they're all making their way up through a rough hill with some grass and rocks and olive trees. And we can actually see people coming from over hills in the distance, making their way in our direction up towards the border. And do the police ever come along here?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is this area famous then as a place to cross?
المكان هذا احنا عليه هذا مشهور انه يعني بيعرفوه الكل ولا Yeah, it's the, like everyone knows that.
So basically, the question was like, you've been doing this for years,
mm-hmm.
and they never knew that you're doing this. He says, no, they know this, and they want us to get in to work and to do, you know, the building stuff and construction. But they have to make it hard for us to get inside.
That's one way you can sneak from the West Bank into Israel. Other Palestinians have used ladders to scale the wall and ropes to slide down, or they've clipped the fence and snuck through the hole. Like the U.S. depends on Mexican workers, Israel needs Palestinians to do jobs like construction and restaurant work. And even though there are still ways over, around, and through, most Israelis say the West Bank barrier has helped lower the number of Palestinian terrorist attacks done inside Israel. A tougher Israeli barrier to cross runs 150 miles along Israel's desert border with Egypt. Before a high-tech fence covered the whole thing, tens of thousands of people entered Israel there without permission. Many of them had left wars in Eritrea and Sudan.
When Israel constructed the Egyptian border, basically it solved our problem.
This is Sar Kursh. He heads the Israeli company Magal S3, which makes high-tech border barriers. The technology includes sensors that are set off by a hand-touching fence and microwaves that pick up movement nearby. He built the Israeli-Egyptian border fence.
It took us 2 years to complete the project, and then the number of illegal immigrants dropped dramatically from 2,000 on average per month to less than 10 per month.
There are other factors, like detention inside Israel, that might play a role here. But these are the kind of numbers that President Trump is looking for. He regularly praises Israel's walls as 99.9% successful. But a few years after this fence along Israel's border with Egypt was finished, the number of people who managed to cross it began to creep up again. So Israel kept building. More sensors went in, and Israel just finished raising 10 miles of this fence from 16 to 26 feet high. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Harris.